Hi, I'm Klaus Holm, and I'm the author of Tempus Investigations. It's taken a long time for this channel to get back to releasing new episodes, and I deeply apologize. But now we are back. My new business partner, Spencer Delahaye, and I will begin releasing new episodes shortly. And as those of you who bought the books knows, there's both a Season 2 and a Season 3 to look forward to. I would like to personally thank all of you who listened to this podcast in the last couple of years. There's almost 200,000 listeners who tuned in, and I really appreciate you listening to the story of Jim and his friends. I hope you enjoy the new ones as well. I look forward to giving you the next season of Tempus Investigations. Trust me, it's even better than the first one. Stay tuned.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Episode 3. We Need a Tempus Christmas. Part 1. Mercedes whistled Feliz Navidad as she climbed the steps to the porch of the Tempus house, with a Starbucks coffee in her hand. Christmas Eve was heavily on her mind, even though it was still a few days away. Since neither Jim nor Andrew had any family to celebrate the holidays with, they had all agreed to have Christmas together. Mercedes was in charge of the overall planning, and she was only too happy to have an excuse not to go home to her family. Since she had begun working for Jim, she found it hard to talk to them for extended periods of time, since they didn't understand her new life. Working with supernatural cases was so far from their world of running a family restaurant that they had drifted somewhat apart in the last years. Mercedes had made a long list of chores, and in her head, she was assigning various things. Getting a Christmas tree to Andrew, buying a turkey to Jim, decorating the front hall to Feline. Her mind was so busy with this that she didn't notice the man sitting on the front porch before he spoke.
Excuse me, he said, as he stood up slowly from one of the lawn chairs in front of the bay window.
Mercedes turned her head and looked him over. He was a tall, dark-haired man in his early 30s, good-looking in a quiet sort of way, and wearing a black suit without a tie. He looked casual and relaxed, even after obviously having spent a while sitting on the front porch. Fortunately for him, it had so far been a warm December. The standout feature was his eyes, which seemed to sparkle in 100 different shades of gray and green. Mercedes found herself almost unable to look away from them.
Yes, I'm sorry. I must have been a million miles away.
She reached for her keys, but was so entranced by the man's eyes she almost spilled her coffee doing so. The man reached out a hand and steadied the cup in her hand with a smile.
Thanks. I almost made a mess there, Mercedes said. She mentally slapped herself across the face.
Oh, it's been too long since you've been on a date, she thought. How long has it been, really? A year? But Jim did say I should get back out there. Can we help you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you can, if you're one of the Tempest detectives. My name's Charlie McCoy, and I was sent here by a friend of mine, Bill Herschel. Mercedes didn't remember the name, but she unlocked the door and waved the man inside.
I see. And Mr. Herschel told you what we work with here?
Yes. You helped him out with a weird case of a cat stealing his diamonds a few months ago.
Mercedes smiled, put her cup down on her desk, and snapped her fingers.
Right. I remember the case now.
Bill told me you guys know everything there is to know about surveillance and, well, the supernatural, and I sort of have a problem that involves both.
Well, I'm sure we can help you out, Mr. McCoy. Why don't you sit down, and I'll just see if anyone else is in.
Charlie looked around the lobby. But wasn't the office door locked?
Yes, but that doesn't mean anything. A few of our people live on site. Have a seat, and I'll get things started, okay?
Charlie sat down in a chair and reached for a copy of Popular Mechanics on the little table. Mercedes went through the back door, and after checking the kitchen, she went up the stairs and knocked on Jim's bedroom door.
Jim, are you in there?
Uh-huh,
a voice answered.
Getting dressed, so stay outside, okay?
I will, Mercedes giggled. But there's a client downstairs. Charlie McCoy, an early bird?
Tell him I'll be right down. And get Andrew up, too, if he isn't already.
Actually, I think he was out camping last night. He'll probably be here soon. I'll text him.
A few minutes later, Jim came downstairs, dressed and freshly shaved. At the same time, he heard Andrew's motorcycle pull up outside. Jim went straight into the lobby and looked at the client.
Mr. McCoy, I'm Jim Corrigan.
Nice to meet you, and please, call me Charlie.
Would you mind if I have something to eat while we talk, Charlie? I just got out of bed, I'm afraid.
That's fine. I'm sorry to come this early, but I wanted to be here outside of the store's opening hours.
The store?
Jim said. Yes, Cole's department store downtown. I work as head of security there.
Oh, Cole's? I know that one,
Mercedes said from her desk.
I buy perfume there sometimes. When you have a sale, that is.
I appreciate it, Charlie said with a grin.
The problem is, it's probably easier to show you. Do you have a DVD player?
Yes, in the office. Why don't you go in and set up while I get breakfast?
Would you like coffee? Your partner already set me up with that.
Charlie lifted the cup.
To make a Twin Peaks joke, damn fine coffee, too.
All right. Mercedes, take him into the office, and I'll be right there.
Jim went to the kitchen, where Andrew was taking off his helmet and motorcycle clothes. Feline was with him.
We've got a client. Would you come into the office when you've undressed?
Sure, Jim,
Andrew said, quickly reaching a hand out to stop Feline from beginning to strip down. Aside from her helmet, she was only wearing a normal jacket.
He just meant me, Feline, just the outer clothes.
Right,
the cat shapeshifter nodded.
I knew that.
A few minutes later, the whole team was in the office. Charlie had turned the TV on the wall on and put a DVD in the player. The image on the screen was paused, but it looked like surveillance camera footage.
So, you're a friend of Mr. Herschel?
Andrew said.
Yes, he's actually more of a friend of a friend, but we ran into each other recently, and I told him about this issue I've been having at work. He suggested I talk to you.
And what is this issue? Jim said.
Charlie leaned forward in his chair and looked around at them.
Kohl's has its share of shoplifting. Most stores do. In fact, it's factored into the budget to have a certain amount of loss every year. But recently, we've been having a string of incidents that, well, actually borders on the supernatural.
He lifted the remote to the DVD player and pointed at the screen.
This is footage from the jewelry section last Monday afternoon. As you can see, we can see all the display cases in this shot. Now, watch this.
He pressed play, and the screen began to move. People walked past, looked at the displays of sparkling diamonds, watches, and cufflinks. Suddenly, one of the customers leaned forward, reached an arm around, and stuck his hand into the display from the back. He was a middle-aged man with brown hair, with long arms and large hands, which he now used to the fullest. The seller was at the other end of the case and turned around, reacting to the sudden movement behind her, but the man had already gotten a good handful and jumped backwards. He began to run into the crowd.
The store security guards came running into the picture, obviously in hot pursuit. The image didn't have sound, but you could tell they were yelling at the thief to stop. The screen changed, various clips following the thief as he ran through the customers, rounding a corner by the elevators. The guards were only a few steps behind him, but when they turned the corner, they stopped and looked at each other. A young woman pushed past them. She was about 20, blonde and very pretty. She smiled at the guards and continued at a leisurely pace towards the perfume department. The guards didn't pay much attention to her, but kept staring into the corner. "That's a blind alley. That's why they're so confused," Charlie pointed to the screen. "So, a guy runs into a blind alley, carrying watches worth about 6,000 bucks, and vanishes into thin air. How the hell is that possible?"
"It shouldn't be," Andrew said, looking at the screen.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get 200 bucks in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
"But if you know this guy, why don't you ban him from the store?"
"Because the thieves never look the same twice. We catch them on tape. I've got several other clips if you want to see them.
But it's different people every time. Young, old, tall, short.
And the thieves always run into this place?"
"No, but they always run into some kind of blind spot where the cameras can't see them. We never know how they vanish."
Feline looked bored, but pointed to the screen.
"Actually, he's not vanishing. It's the same guy, coming out as a girl."
Charlie looked at her, confused.
"How, exactly?"
"Go back."
She twiddled her fingers at the TV.
"Go to the place where he steals the watches."
Charlie rewound the footage.
"See? He's wearing black jeans with yellow stitching, right? And under the jacket, he's got a blue shirt. You can tell from the collar."
She pointed.
"Yes, so what?"
"Go forward to when the woman comes around the corner."
Feline's voice implied that she could not believe they didn't all see what she saw. Charlie fast-forwarded to the woman's appearance.
"Look at her pants. They're the same pants the man was wearing. She's wearing the blue shirt, and she's got the jacket over her arm. It's just inside out."
They all leaned forward to look at the image. Then Andrew slapped his forehead.
"You're right. It's the same clothes."
"So she stole the guy's clothes?" Charlie asked. He looked mildly confused. "She isn't back there for more than..."
"No,"
Feline sighed.
"She's him. He's her. She's a shapeshifter. It's really obvious. He changes his shape, but not his clothes. He probably can't change them. That's why he takes the jacket off, to make the change a bit bigger."
"Really? A shape-shifter?"
Charlie asked.
You'd be wise to trust her," Jim said. "No one here knows more about shape-shifting than Feline."
"So, it really is something supernatural, then?"
Charlie sounded almost relieved.
"I mean, I had a feeling since Bill told me to speak to you guys, but..."
"It's a lot more reasonable to assume it's a shapeshifter than it is to think some gang of thieves right out of Oliver Twist had chosen your store for a target."
Jim had finished his breakfast and wiped his mouth while reaching for a cigarette.
"Well, at least to people in our line of work."
"But I still don't know how I'm going to stop this guy, or girl, if he can change into anything. I can't tell my staff to be on the lookout for a shapeshifter."
"No, probably not. That's where we could help you."
Jim lit the cigarette.
We could patrol the store undercover.
And when the shapeshifter makes a move, we might be able to get to him faster than your guards. Feline here has the best chance of spotting him.
If it's not rude to ask, Charlie said, how do you know so much about them?
Oh, I am one.
Feline, as always, perked up when she became the topic of conversation.
I can be both a cat and a human. Plus, I can actually make cat bits come out in my human body if I want, like my claws or my eyes.
Charlie raised both eyebrows, but didn't reply. Jim could tell that he wasn't sure he believed her. He considered for a moment to ask Feline to change into a cat, but decided against it. There was no need for it right now.
Feline also has the reflexes of a cat, Andrew said, which should make it a lot harder for your thief to escape if she's on his tail.
He doesn't have a tail, Feline said.
No, I mean if you're following him.
Oh, right, I knew that.
Mercedes and Feline can patrol around the department store. They blend in well with the customers. I'll give you a hand in the surveillance room, Andrew said.
How many cameras do you have?
About 80, all in all, but like I said, every time the thief has changed appearance, he's gone into a corner that's not covered by the cameras.
So he either scoped the place very carefully, or he has inside information, Jim said.
Did you have any cameras replaced or put up in the last few months?
Bill asked the same thing.
No, nothing major. Just changes of light fixtures and that sort of thing.
It doesn't matter, Mercedes said. If he's a shapeshifter, he could come back 100 times a day looking different every time and just check out where the cameras are.
Andrew leaned discreetly over and opened the window as the smoke from Jim's cigarette had begun filling the room.
Then maybe what we need to do is put some new ones up. I can help you put up a few almost invisible cameras in the uncovered areas. He probably won't notice them. Maybe we can catch him changing.
Well, that sounds good, Charlie said. Although I'd probably have to delete the footage of the shape-shifting from the main hard drive before my bosses saw it. They'd think it was fake.
Well, I'll help you with that too, Andrew said.
Jim looked at Andrew.
Since you're so busy planning this whole operation, what do you have in mind for me?
I figured you'd prefer exterior work.
You know that you won't be able to have a smoke inside the department store, health codes and all that sort of thing. You'd go nuts if you had to patrol undercover inside.
Good point.
So I figured you'd take position outside and cover the exits. If we spot the shapeshifter, we'll chase him out into your waiting arms. How many exits are there, Charlie?
2 on street level, and then the parking garage, plus the staff entrance in the back, but that one needs a PIN code to open.
Let's concentrate on the ones in front, then. You should be able to cover both, if you're quick.
I can put guards on both doors as well, Charlie said. That way you'd have some backup, even if they don't know what to look for.
Sounds like we have a plan. What's the store's opening hours? Jim said.
9 to 8, but the thefts have mostly been in the late afternoon, where the crowd is biggest.
We'll focus on that time as well, for a start. Could you provide us with a list of all the stolen items, Charlie? I'd like to ask around if any of them have been sold secondhand.
Sure.
Charlie reached into his suit pocket and produced a piece of paper. I already prepared one, actually.
Good man.
Jim looked at the list. Expensive watches, cufflinks, brooches, a couple of expensive perfumes, all stuff he could slip into a pocket when he changed his shape.
Makes sense.
As for your fee, Charlie said, I can, unfortunately, not ask my company to pay for a supernatural investigation. I would be the laughingstock of Kohl's if not fired outright. But I'll pay you out of my own pocket. So if you could just send the paperwork directly to me.
I'm sure that can be arranged. Are you sure, though?
Mercedes said.
Couldn't we just call it extra security or something?
Don't worry about it. If you manage to find this guy, I'll probably get some kind of bonus anyway. It'll all even out in the end. Charlie smiled at her. Not that I'll mind paying you guys to be around my store. I know this sounds sexist, but there have been a lot of studies showing that when beautiful women shop in a store, the sales go up. Both Mercedes and Feline smiled as they heard the honesty in his voice. He wasn't trying to butter them up, but meant every word he said.
Thank you, Mercedes said. But like I said, I actually already shop in your store.
I might even manage to get you some sort of employee discount. If you've not gotten all your Christmas presents yet, that might prove useful. All right, Charlie. I think we've got a deal. Jim put out the cigarette and got up from his desk. We'll see you downtown later today.
Sounds good. Come on up to the security office before you begin patrolling, so I know you're there. I also need to give you an ID card saying you're store detectives, in case someone asks.
Charlie got up, shook their hands, and took his DVD out of the player. I'll look forward to working with you, he said as he headed out the door. In fact, I feel better already. It's nice to know that, well, that there really was something weird going on.
Oh, this isn't weird, Mercedes said.
Trust me, this is just a regular Tuesday.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.